Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here. I am so excited and grateful for all of you who have been tuning in for this season two. And this is our season finale of season two, another season of Lipstick Bitties in the books. I cannot thank you all enough, the guests, the listeners, all of you who have made this season amazing. Maybe I'll have to do like a recap episode on this because it's just been incredible. And I'm so fortunate to have this community and have all of you in my world. I love you all. I'm so excited to be back in season three in the fall after a long needed vacation. So let's get into it. First of all, thank you for everybody who attended the meetup. It was incredible. Again, I think I'm going to make like a separate episode of this to tell you guys what happened, but it was so amazing. We had a lot of fun. We had a photographer there. So stay tuned to see some pictures. I'm sure you all have seen me posting about the event when it was happening. It was a lot of fun. It was a really good time and met some of you for the very first time. And we're going to be doing more of them. We're going to be doing them not just in Atlanta, but all over the place. So please stay tuned. Please sign up for the email list so that you are in the know for that. As you know, I'm going to be traveling next week to, or this coming week to New York, and then in August, Seattle, Portland, and LA. So make sure you are on the email list so that you can find out first and participate if you'd like to meet me in person. Also, if you join the Patreon, you will still get your monthly bonus episodes even while we're on the season break. So just another plug for why it's a good way to stay in the loop with Lipstick Bitties and support your girl for a low, low, low cost of only $5 a month. And as a reminder, you get monthly meetups, you get a merch pack, you get a podcast shout out, which on that note, we have a few new patrons to shout out. So, three new patrons that we welcome into this community are Novas.Beauty, Laura Wright Beauty, and Haley J_MUA. Thank you all for joining the Patreon. I cannot wait to see you in there. Second thing, of course, is Pride Month. June is coming to a close, and that means that is the last chance to grab our Pride merch, which is available in the merch store, lipstickbitties.com, through June 30th. As a reminder, 100% of the profits from the Pride collection go to the Trans Housing Coalition of Atlanta to benefit homeless women of color here in Atlanta. And you can also support the same organization. I will be donating a portion of my commissions from my Moda collaboration. So if you shop modabrush.com with the code LipstickBitties, that also goes to the same cause. So make sure to do that because both of those are through the month of June and they're going for a great cause. And stay tuned for more merch coming up in July. I'm dropping a really special design July 1st. So you'll know about that when it drops. One last thing before we get into the episode, I would be remiss, of course, if I didn't mention the overturning of Roe versus Wade. As you know, this platform has always been very active and loud politically speaking, but I believe that this issue is not a political issue. It is a human rights issue. Reproductive rights are under attack by this government, and it is more important than ever that you vote on November 8th in order to keep balance in the system and keep this a democratic government. So if you are not registered to vote yet, please register to vote and make sure to vote in the November 8th election. I also am sharing resources in my link in bio that if you need any sort of resources regarding reproductive rights in your state and things like that, there is a list for you for easy access. And if you are struggling with this news, just know that you are not alone. I am there with you. And please take care of yourself. Let yourself process this information and take care of yourself. I love you, biddies. And we will get through this. I promise you. So let's get into the episode. Our final episode of season two is with my friend, colleague, educator, makeup artist, extraordinaire, amazing human all around, Clint Brock. You can find him on Instagram at Clint Brock Beauty. You may have heard of him on a past mini episode, which we did a little mini interview at the makeup show. So go back and listen to that if you want to like have just like a little intro to who he is. He is so funny, and we had such a great time talking this episode. We talk a lot about being genuine in the industry and your interactions, trying to find your circle and finding genuine people, establishing relationships in your network of artists, how hard it is in this community to make friends and legit like colleagues that are really going to help you and help cultivate you as an artist, kind of how to navigate that, the push and pull of maintaining relationships and finding people who are also reciprocal in their energy and not getting taken advantage of, basically. And then also, Clint is having an incredible masterclass weekend called Clint Brock and Friends, and he is offering you biddies a discount code on tickets, and just use code biddies, all uppercase BIDDIES, at checkout for 20% off, only for lipstick biddies listeners. Do not share that code with anybody else. He is raising money to go to school, so this is going towards a great cause. Him doing this event is going to help him produce more in the future and give back to our community. So please, please, please support Clint by signing up for this class. The people that he has on a roster, it is a stacked lineup, and it is so affordable even without the discount code for what you're getting. It is 2 days of hours of education, and you are also getting a rewatch. So all of the information for that and how to buy your tickets is going to be in the link in bio. And I hope you guys also, it's like a little bit like me and Clint, well, this is kind of like a not safe for work podcast, and just because I swear so much, but like we do talk about some like dicey shit, so like please don't listen to this with kids. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Again, I love you all. Thank you all for a great season. Of course, I'm not going away anytime soon, so make sure to hit me up on Instagram, take a screenshot of this episode, let us know what you learned, what you love, make sure to tag me and Clint and post it to your story so we can repost you. Love you, biddies. I will talk to you soon. And some of you may be listening to me for the very first time, so welcome if you're a new listener. My name is Rachel. I'm the head biddy in charge, and you are listening to Lipstick Biddies podcast. So today I'm really excited because one of my friends, colleagues, incredible makeup artist, talented musician, all around great being and hilarious, I have Clint Brock with me today. How are you, Clint?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a long time coming, and I'm happy.
Well, okay, so Clint, you were on the podcast for like a little mini interview at the makeup show. So like we already knew that we were going to be doing like a full episode. It was just like a matter of like when. I know a lot of people really love the mini interview, the little taste that we got. So of course we have to do a deeper dive because like you can only learn so much out of like a 10-minute like snippet. You know what I mean? So now we're going to do like, you know, it's going to be us for like 45 minutes. So get ready. Buckle in, y'all.
I'm like, wait, look, I got to make sure we're all strapped in and good to go, you know?
By the way, when you see the clips come out from this, me and Gar are literally wearing like black and white tie-dye like tops and black hats.
That's the weird part. And it's so funny because I didn't even realize this shirt, like some of the like tie-dye is actually words. Ooh. Don't ask me what the hell this shirt says, but it's got a whole bunch of words on it.
Oh, it's cool. I like it. You always have really good fashion. Like, even if, like, especially at the makeup show with your kilt. Okay, so, like, where did the kilt come from?
The funny thing about the kilt, so the kilt was very, very unexpected. It was not supposed to be as big as it is now. And I was like, oh, you know, I was like, I always wear it. Because normally I would just tie something around my waist. So, like, either a shirt or a sweater of some sort, you know, something plaid, you know, very lumberjacky, you know. And for those who know me know that that's kind of like a like comical because I hate physical labor. I'm like one of those like, but you want me to do what? No, I'm not lifting that. But I wanted something to like change up my style and just be a little different. And I was like, okay, what's something that I could do to kind of shake up the room a little bit, but not, you know, but still be comfortable. And at first I was like, okay, you know what? Well, maybe I'll do a half kilt. I was like, no, let's not do a half kilt. I was like, we're going to do it. We're going to be balls to the wall. Like just let it all out. And the first day I wore the kilt, I didn't tell anyone I was wearing a kilt. So everyone was just like, you know, just a normal, like, hey, how are you? Hey, how's it going? And then people were doing like double takes and they're like, wait, oh my God, Clint, you have on a kilt. And I'm like, hey, you know, and it was so funny because I found myself curtsying in the kilt. And people are like, it's the regality for me. And I was just like, why, thank you. You know?
I thought you were going to say, I found myself mixing some bagpipe tracks. I literally found myself in Ireland and I didn't even know how I got there.
Right. I was getting ready to say, look, moving to Scotland. And I'm just like, hey, with a bagpipe tattoo, that'll be Ireland, the next thing.
I'm so dumb.
We still love you. We still love you.
Oh, but so yeah, you do your dreams.
No. See, this is what I'm talking about.
You're not dumb. You're like, we still love you.
I had to put that in. Okay. So in my head, you have to understand how my brain works. So in my head, I was like, no. We don't think you're dumb. We adore you. We think you're great and smart. But when I talk, half of that came out, and so it sounded worse than what it actually was.
I just like when people like say something about like someone you don't like, you're like, oh, she's so sweet.
She's something, you know, right?
She's so sweet. She's super sweet.
But there's, you always know when it's genuine and not, because like when you're talking, like when someone's like actually talking to you and things, and it's like, I've noticed, like if it's someone that I don't normally associate with, or like even people who I feel like are a bit problematic in our industry, someone will go and say, oh, do you know so-and-so? And then I'll pause for a second. I'm like, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. They're like, oh my God, isn't he great or isn't she great? Aren't they great? I'm just like, oh, you know, they're cool people, I guess. You know, I don't really know them, you know, right? But I'm like, I don't necessarily know this particular person. I was like, but we run in the same circles. And then I kind of like cruise around it.
To the new conversation.
Exactly. But then what normally happens is when I do that, people will go, oh, I can't stand so-and-so. I hate their guts. And I'm like, oh. Like, well, maybe we all should have just led with that.
Right. You know? Well, because that's like people like who, you know, like when people want to talk shit, they like, you know, kind of like tiptoe up to the line and kind of try to read where you're going to stand. And I don't, the thing is, like, I don't like to participate in that because people in this industry have the biggest fucking mouth. So like, there are only a very few people that like I can speak open and honestly about like anything and everything. Everybody else, it's like, oh, they're so sweet. And like kind of same thing, like I kind of like circumvent the conversation and like quickly change the topics, because unlike you, I well, maybe this is the case for you, but this is the case for me. I'm a terrible liar. Every emotion reads on my face, which is like a good and a bad thing, because it makes my videos really funny, because I can emote really well. Like it's always been like beneficial for me when I did theater. But then when people ask me if I like someone and I'm like, oh, they're so sweet. And I like linger on it for an extra half a second. If it's not the case, it automatically will like, you'll see the flick in my eye. You know what I mean? Like,
and see, like one eye twitch a little bit.
but literally I start getting like an eye twitch and shit. So I have to like get off the topic real fast, because if someone starts interrogating me, it's like, I can't, if I lie, like people just know, like, I, you know, I'm not going to like give my cards away, but like I have a shitty poker face, like it's bad. But it's kind of good, because it's like the people that know me, and biddies, you know me, what you see is what you get. Like that's why I'm such a genuine person, and like people, I feel like that's what people do say about me, is because I can't like live any other way, because it would get me into trouble. so I just have to be who I am and like say what I mean, because otherwise it's pretty obvious that I don't mean it, you know?
But you know something, Rachel, like that kind of leads into going back to the kilt in itself and like the story behind it. And it was like, I still wanted to be true to me. I still wanted to be comfortable and not give like a shell shock, have like a whole side out, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. But I still wanted to, you know, I still wanted to be comfortable and be fun and do something different. Like even going back to that, especially talking in our industry, I found, and this is something I learned from my mother. She said, you're going to find people that love you, that just don't like you just because they have no reason, or you're gonna find people that wanna be in your circle and are upset that they can't. And she was like, that's generally how you can sum up people in general, you know?
Yeah.
And you know how like, I kind of understand, like prime example, and I always use Beyonce in this, because in my head, you know, I was gonna be Beyonce going to school. But, you know, like you had those people. So like if somebody talks negative about Beyonce, like everyone is like hounding them. How dare you say this? How dare you disrespect? You know, And what I've noticed is that people who don't actually know me, you know how there's always that trope when people say, I'm a nice person, you know, and then, right. And then they're always like the worst people in the world.
Right.
I generally am a nice person, but, I'm going to say, for those who aren't watching the video, I definitely winked a very subtle wink, but you know, it's like makeup artists will come over. Like I'll invite you to my house, you know, you're always welcome here at House of Fox. I see struggling artists or artists that are upcoming. I'm like, hey, listen, I've got tons of stuff you can use. You need stuff for a kit, come on over. You know, I've given hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff away just because like I wanted to just help somebody. You know, I know what it's like to not have friends in the industry and not have brands reach out and say, hey, Clint, we want you to try out this new product. We'll send it to you, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you know, I'm always about one hand washes the other, because as quick as I'm willing to be like, oh, Rachel, you need something? Okay, what do you need? Let's go look in the catalog. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go. I know that, you know, because you and I have a relationship now, you know, it would be reciprocated.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. And it's just like everyone has their hand out a lot of times. Mm. And it's not always about like, oh, okay, hey, here's a lipstick. You know, it's like, let's establish a relationship. So that way we can take it to the next place. So if, for example, I need an assistant or you need an assistant, you'd be like, oh, you know what? Clint's free. Let me see if Clint's free. Or let me see if Rachel's free. You know, and it's kind of like I always said, it's always a one hand washes the other.
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, in any industry, really. But in ours specifically, that's what it really comes down to. Because a lot of times when it comes to gigs and jobs, it's not necessarily what you know how to do. It's who you know that's leading it. Right. Or who you know that's working on this project and finds out, oh, hey, Rachel needs an assistant for the new blah, blah, blah movie. You know what I mean? So that's how it all, for me, it's all a full circle moment for me.
Right. And like, there's like a saying that's like, you could be the juiciest peach and there's still going to be people that hate peaches.
But I'm allergic to peaches, so I'll die.
But like, you know what I mean? Like that kind of, like, it's kind of like saying like, not everybody, like it doesn't, you could be like the best fucking person in the world. There's still going to be like people that don't like you for whatever reason or don't jive with you for whatever reason. No one's going to be for everybody. It's important to find your circle, find people that are reciprocal, find people that are genuine. But it's like, you know, it's definitely like, it's this industry specifically is very hard to navigate. But that's why I made lipstick videos, is because I wanted to try to make my own, because I felt like certain, you know, like communities that I'm a part of give me certain things, but I was still wanting certain more things that I wasn't getting from those communities. So that's why I made my own. And the thing about lipstick biddies, I think that was most important to me was that it was accessible, not just from like a monetary standpoint, like being that I'm giving a lot of this information away for free. I'm bringing people on the podcast that you would have to pay like $200 to like sit in a class with, you know what I mean? For free for you listeners, but accessible in the way that like I am as a person attracts very like people that are very no bullshit, like laid back kind of people, you know, biddies, you know, like you, that's how you are that are listeners. Like the people that aren't like that don't like my podcast. That's totally fine. Stay away.
We don't want you here either.
And like, I think that it's one of those things where now, you know, that I'm doing like in-person events, the quality and caliber of the people that show up is amazing, because everybody is so open. And like, I've never been to, and granted, like things change and like, you know, that it's very new here. So I don't know what it's going to be like, you know, in a year, 2 years, 5 years down the line when we're still doing these events. But like, for the one event that we did last year and the upcoming one, like everybody was very open to mingling. Everybody was like very, you know, there to meet people, there to like genuinely like have a good time, genuinely like make connections in the industry, but not from like, who am I gonna get in my roster? And like, you know, or I'm there with my friend and we're gonna sit in a corner and like not talk to anybody. Like everybody just seemed like they were on an even playing field. Like even even though we had people who were just starting out next to people who aren't even makeup artists, like models were there. We had people who are union makeup artists. We had people that have been in the industry for 20 years, sitting next to each other and having a beer with each other. It takes a while, but I think that, like, as you navigate, like you were saying, one hand washes the other. You kind of have to take note of who's being reciprocal. And also, if it's not reciprocal in the way that you want it, keeping an open mind to things, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes it won't come back in the exact way that you gave it out. And it sometimes may not come back to you from that person. Like, but you know how much you should give based on kind of like how things come around. Would you agree with that? Because I feel like even just like doing this interview, for example, like I wanted to be a part of your masterclass, but my schedule couldn't. But I was like, we got to have you on the podcast. We got to hype up your shit. This is the perfect time to do it. And I'm happy to use my platform to help you with your masterclass, even though I can't physically be a part of it. You know what I mean? So would you agree with that?
Well, 1,000%. I mean, even taking it a step further, it's like, just because things may not have worked out the way you anticipate, because I didn't even think about, you know, like, hey, Rachel, do you mind if we use the Lipstick Bitties, you know, as like a platform for me to promote? It was just like, I was like, I want to do an interview with you and I want us to talk.
Right.
And either like talk shit and, you know, do it for like ironically enough, 45 minutes. And just like literally shoot the shit and have a conversation and just share like our experiences, mm-hmm. you know, from different mediums. And then, you know, of course, when you said you couldn't, and ironically enough, when you're in New York the next day, I'm flying out to go to Vegas.
Of course.
So I'm like every time there's like a meetup or something, I'm either on a plane or getting ready to leave, or like the day I come back, you'll be gone. And I'm just like, great.
Such is the life of a makeup artist.
Indeed. You know, but it's, I think the biggest part about our industry that a lot of people look at, that they don't look at it in a full spectrum is that I compare it to high school. You know, you have the people who are like the seniors. You know, you have the seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen. Okay. Freshmen, you know, first starting out, you know, so on and so forth. Like you guys can kind of relate to what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the freshmen are afraid to talk to the seniors mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, well, I don't, you know, a lot of the time it's because we're afraid of rejection. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, so I always love sharing this story. First time I met Danessa Myricks, I literally was working. I was working for another brand at a booth, and she comes over and she wants to buy stuff. So I knew who she was through my best friend, Ro, because he was like, oh my God, Danessa's going to be there. I need you to do me a favor and find out how much your DVDs are. I'll cash app you the money. And
so this was like 20 years ago when DVDs were still a thing.
Exactly. When no one was doing like digital content. And he's like, I want the one with her with the finger. So I didn't have time to take a break the first day. So the second day I go and I'm like, oh shit, this is Danessa. I've been looking for her. She comes over to the booth and she's like, hi, I'm Danessa. I was like, I already know who you are. Can I have a hug? And she's like, oh my God, sure. Mind you, I've never said anything else to this woman except, can I have a hug? That was the first thing I said to her. So she gives me a hug and I was, you know, was telling her the story. She's like, I don't have the DVDs. She was like, but do me a favor. She was like, stop by the booth later. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I take a break. I stop by. She hands me this giant white box and it's got like all these Danessa stickers on it. And it's a heavy ass box. I didn't open it in front of her. She was like, I just wanted to give you something to say thank you. I was like, oh my God, thanks. Walk back over to the booth and it was every item that she had at the time. So it was like the original Color Fixes when they came in the pump. It was every shade of Color Fix, her loose glitters, her pigments, her Enlight powders. Mm-hmm. It was every shade of everything. Like 40 pairs of lashes. Like I can't express to you guys, like I was so overwhelmed that I was like, this is from somebody who like I just met 5 minutes ago, who was willing to just be like, here you go, you know? And that's what it is. It's not about, like, I never asked her for anything, you know? Now we have a relationship where like, if I'm working on a job or if I need something for a class or for a demo or something, they're like, oh, babe, did you get this? No, okay, here. Let's make sure Clint gets it for his demo. You know what I mean? And like, that's the rapport that we have. And now her team knows who I am, you know? And I'm just like, oh, hey, y'all. They're like, oh, hey, she's not here. Oh. I was like, okay, fine, whatever, you know? But that's what it really buckles down to is it's all about making yourself feel uncomfortable for a minute if you want to establish those relationships. you know, and I walk up to people who have won Emmys and Oscars for makeup. And like the first time I met Kevin James Bennett, he was like, oh, hey, Clint. And I was like, you know who I am? He's like, oh, honey, I always know who all the new kids on the block are. And I was just like,
yeah, of course he would. He does.
He knows everybody. See, and I just sat there and I was just like, oh, okay. Hey, I know who you are, you know, and now we're like texting and it's like my birthday. He always sends me a birthday, happy birthday text. One year he forgot. And then he sent me like the Batman meme that's like Batman smacking Robin. And it was like, he's like, me, I just want to wish you a happy belated. And Batman smacks him. My birthday was yesterday, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like learning those, you know, getting those relationships and just establishing that rapport with people.
Right.
You know, and seeing where it goes, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. Like where you're saying like, oh, you know me, it's like goes back to what I've said constantly. And like, I feel like I've said it in probably almost every episode, people are always watching you. And like, even if you have like fucking 10 followers, like people are still watching you and you'd be surprised like what kind of tabs they're keeping on you. Because even when I was first starting my platform, when it was very, very new, certain people knew who it was. And like, you know, as it's grown, people who like, even like Kevin also like at this past makeup show, like we've definitely met a few times. We've met quite a few times, but this is the first time that he was like, he actually like, knew what I was doing kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like he knew who I was. And then this past time he was like, he had a little heart to heart with me, which was really cool. So it's really like, it's awesome when you get that validation. I'm someone that like needs a little bit of validation, especially from people that not just my peers, but people that like I looked up to in the industry. Whenever I get validation from those people, that really can give me like a really big boost, because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
That's every makeup artist at least twice a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to say twice because for me, I probably about like four times. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm due for one again. What the fuck?
Literally, I was about to say, after this call, I might be due for another one. But like, you know, honestly, it's like the same shit. I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it's one thing like if your mom says that they're proud of you. You know, it's another thing when somebody says to you, and you know, this is like AD Crimson, God rest his soul. He, when I first came in the industry and stuff like that, he went and he saw me like working behind a booth at Makeup Forever, just as a stock boy and like restocking, handing people products, you know, 1,000 years ago. And then the first time I was speaking, he was like, bitch, I'm proud of you. And I was like, I was like, oh, I'll shut up. He was like, no, because I remember when he was a little stock boy just trying to make it, you know, and he was like, bitch, you out here speaking at IMAX and traveling and flying all over and shit. He's like, I'm proud of you. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, thanks. You know, I appreciate that. You know, so it's different. Like you said, when it's like, you know, when your parents say they're proud of you, I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay, fine. You're supposed to be proud of me. You know, if I made bubble wrap for a living, you should be like, my son makes the bubble wrap for all fine china that's made in the United States, you know? But it's always different. And I think that's the part that allows us to stay humble, mm-hmm. is when we have those moments where it's like, you know what? Like, wow, Danessa just said she was proud of me, you know? Or James Vincent just said, you know what? Like, babe, like, you're amazing. You know, it's like those little things like that are always trying not to, you know, but it's always those moments that it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep progressing, you know, and it's one of those like human moments, we'll say, in our industry.
Yeah. Like it's like especially when they say you're proud of you, or like I've had this past makeup show, I had a couple people being like, they said, thank you for doing what you're doing. And that like blew my mind. Like I was like, you're thanking that doesn't come lightly. You know what I mean? I was like, you're thanking me. Like you're thanking me. Biddies, you've heard me so many times raving about how incredible my Patreon community is. And I want to tell you guys about it because it is the best way to support your girl, the HBIC, as we build this Lipstick Biddies community up worldwide. You all want to support me. I appreciate that. It is so much work to run this podcast. It is a one-woman show. We are just starting to up-level with new things like editors and all these crazy things that I'm finally getting to pay for because of the support of my Patreon. patrons, and I cannot thank you enough. So the Patreon is amazing because you get to support me with a small monthly donation starting at $5 a month. Biddies, that is less than the price of a lipstick, and you get something in return as a thank you from me to you. You get monthly bonus episodes. You get a merch pack. You get a podcast shout out. You get monthly meetups. You get makeup classes. It is incredible. There are different tiers. Pick whichever one's right for you. It is the best way to support me and also connect with biddies around the world, both pro makeup artists and beauty enthusiasts, and also have a little bit more of an intimate experience with your girl. I love my patrons. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. It truly is the best way to help grow this community, and I appreciate all of you so much. Check the link in the show notes or just go to patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. Thanks, biddies, and see you in the Patreon.
Again, going back to what I said before, I am aware that there's not much accessible education and community like in this industry. And that's why I get really excited when like other people do podcasts or, you know what I mean? Like that are really, you know, I always talk about TikTok, but the one thing I love about TikTok the most is because there's been a platform now for so many like real educators in the industry and real makeup artists, you know, even like Terry Tomlinson, we had mentioned her before. She like, you know, they're actually putting out stuff that usually they charge for, you know what I mean? To be in a one-on-one class with them, where Terry charges for her classes. And if you follow her on TikTok, a lot of the stuff that she's saying is the stuff that she says in her classes that you pay her for. But it's just broken down. Obviously, it's like not as in depth. Like I would still recommend going to her classes. I've taken her classes. They're fucking incredible on color theory. But like, you know what I mean? The fact that we have something like TikTok to give platforms to people that are actually giving us accessible information is like, you know, priceless. So
priceless, you know, and it also gives a great way for educators who may not have been, you know, the social media star that has like hundreds of thousands of followers to get people to discover them and be like, wait a minute. You know, like I've shared some of Terry's videos and I'm like, any upcoming artists, I'm like, hey, pay attention to this, pay attention to that, you know? And it's so crazy because like, if you look at Terry's classes are not like $6 million.
No,
$6 million. You know?
Yeah.
Right, you know, but then you have some artists, and I mean, I don't want to say this as if to like deter someone's artistry or say someone's artistry is less than, but you have some people charging $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000
for a makeup
class. Right, that's a whole nother topic, but to get a certification that says you're a certified, like one girl told me she's taking a class. And it was $1,500 and she's on a payment plan. And when she's finished the class, she's going to be a certified celebrity makeup artist. And I said, okay, that doesn't sound right. You know, I was like, you're paying. Now, mind you, I don't think I've ever charged anyone $1,500 for a class. Like even, I mean, it's with, you know, my new class aside, like that's not even $1,500.
No, and what you're offering like is like it, above that value. Yeah.
But it's like to hear someone charging $1,500 for like a 4-hour class, or like even if it's like a 2-day situation, unless you're talking business, unless you're putting me in the room with potential like business loaners and things like that, like, you know, I wanted to wait until now to tell you, but I'm in conversation with a certain bank to be a sponsor for this class. So we're super excited. It's I've never had a bank have interest in my classes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how about that? But yeah, but it's like, you know, people always say you get what you pay for. And I'm not saying if you believe that you should charge $1,500 for a class, charge what you believe. But for me, it's like, because I love educating, because I love creating, having a platform to educate, I want it to be accessible. You know, I'd rather have 20 people in a room that pay $300 to take my class versus 2 that pay $1,500. And then it's like those other 18 people think, oh, he's so expensive. You know, I could never take one of his classes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And it's one of those things where we educate because we love doing what we do. But in the same token, it's like we have to, you know, you kind of have to sew into people so they can sew into you. You know, again, the one hand washes the other, you know. But speaking of class. Okay.
Yeah, but before you get into the class, because like we're already like freaking a half hour into the interview, and like I didn't even ask you to like introduce yourself. So before we kind of like go into like the class and like what you're offering with the class, can you just give everybody who's listening who may be just meeting you for the very first time a little bit of a background on like who you are, what you do in the makeup world?
I'm like, oh shit, look, we should have probably started with that.
So that we get, yeah, well, that's usually we do, but like I, you know, because we already have a rapport, we just kind of jumped in. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, so we can contextualize your class, because I think it's important, because of what we just said, that you know your educators and you know your educators' credentials before investing into any sort of education, so you know that it's like legit. So yeah, so go for it. Little overview.
So my name's Clint. I've been in the industry for almost 15 years. I have worked on everything from platform education, campaign work, television, film. I call myself a jack of all trades, because you could probably ask me to do something and I'm like, okay, no problem, except hair. That's my weakness. I do not touch hair. I don't do hair. It's not my thing. You know, I started in this industry literally as a theater kid, you know, and that was the other thing that, you know, we were like, oh my God, I love you. Uh-huh. I started out as a theater major in college, and then makeup just kind of took over, and dropped out of school, went and started doing makeup. And now I'm traveling across the country, fast forward, traveling all over the country for every trade show as a platform artist, speaking, doing master classes, doing keynote speaking. I've worked with Natasha Denona, Pat McGrath, like in terms of assisting and things like that. I've worked, you know, New York Fashion Week. I've literally done, if you could think about it, I've done it. Only thing I haven't done is like mortician work, which that kind of skeeves me out a little bit.
A lot of people do it though.
I hear it's great money.
Yeah.
But I'm one of them people where like I like to talk to my client. So like for me to be like, oh, keep a stiff upper lip, Sam. You know, I'd be laughing at myself. and I've heard stories and I'm just like, no, I'm good. We're good. But yeah, so it's the whole purpose of, you know, me teaching and things like that. I've always been an educator. I love education. I love speaking. I love sharing knowledge. I'm not one of these people where I learn something and then I put it in the vault. You know, I'm a firm believer of knowledge is power. And it's like, you give someone the knowledge, they'll use it, you know? And I have people to this day, some people who have taken like my very first class, which my first class was in 2014, 2015, my very first class, who have still to this day will hit me up and ask me to do events or ask me for one-on-ones and questions. So I pride myself in being an approachable educator, you know, where it's like, if I don't know the answer to someone's question, I make it my mission to find the knowledge. So like if Rachel says, oh, how do you create your own fake blood? I'm like, you know what? I don't know how to do that. Give me a second, you know? And I'm like, oh, here's an article. Right.
Because I'm like, if it's something y'all can pull off Google, I'll be like, please Google it.
But you know what it is? Like in my head, I think about like, okay, if one person is going to ask me, then another person might ask.
So you want to know the answer.
And exactly. So it's more of like, I'm helping someone else find a solution, but I'm also learning myself. I still take classes. I still do education, you know, on top of me speaking. So like I've gone and taught a class and then turned around and assisted Natasha Denona on stage the next day. You know, so it's for me, it's always a learning experience, no matter where we go.
Right. True. So let's talk about your Clint Brock and Friends virtual masterclass weekend. First of all, how did you even come up with this? Is this the first time that you're doing like almost like a summit of sorts? Like, you know, because usually you do classes like just you. So is this the first time you're putting like this kind of project together, and why? Let us know the details.
Okay. So first thing, I'm a glutton for punishment. I had no idea what the hell I was in for, nor did I anticipate that I got so much of a positive feedback from like other educators and things. Mm-hmm. The whole premise of this actually started, I got accepted into Berklee School of Music. You were there when I got the acceptance.
I know, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
look, I can't cry right now. We don't have time for that. But I got accepted into Berklee School of Music, so I signed up for their online music program. And in the midst of that, you know, things happen, life happens, and I unfortunately had a loan that I had to pay off in order for me to start school. I was like, okay. So they're like, either you pay cash and you give us $12,000 right now, or you pay this money to get, you know, you pay the, I think it was like $7,000. It's like $7,000 or something like that. So it's like, mm-hmm. you pay the money and then you can start school. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I was sitting down and I was thinking about it. And, you know, a lot of people, especially in this industry, they know me for makeup. They know me as a makeup artist. They know me as an educator. A lot of people don't know that, you know, I have a very strong music background. So for me, it's always been like, okay, makeup, makeup, makeup. And, you know, I was talking to my partner and I was like, okay, hey, maybe I should do like a music fundraiser, you know, and have some of my music friends come out and like do a whole like little showcase. And then I was like, no, because a lot of people, you know, my makeup friends don't know me for music. So I was like, what's a way that I can use my platform? You know, we were talking about earlier, like how can I use my platform to get people interested? You know, how can I use my platform to get people excited about, you know, doing this project? And so, I thought about it for a little bit and I was just like, oh my God, I'm an educator. I do makeup. Let me teach a makeup class. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, but I got to make it something that where it's like, you can't say no to this. I was talking to a couple of friends and they were just like, hey, you know what? I'll teach for you. I'll teach a class, you know, let me know. So we went from it just being a one day situation and like three educators, including myself, made four, to now being a full weekend of education where we have 18 educators. And
it's stacked.
It's ridiculously stacked. And I'm so overwhelmed with the love, not only from, you know, all the educators. And I mean, we have people who like, the biddies have seen like on Instagram and on TikTok, and they've gone viral. They're in their own right phenomenal artists. Mm-hmm. You know, we have people who work on NFL. We have people that work on like daytime television and, you know, reality TV and, you know, special effects artists and, you know, people who just started doing makeup in their mom's kitchen who have blown up, you know, and it's so crazy. And I can't even believe that I have this roster that we have right now. And it what makes it so beautiful is that all of these educators, mind you, have volunteered to teach. So like, mm-hmm. they're not taking a cut of any of the ticket sales. They're like, we want to help you reach your goals, you know? And it got to a point now where brands and even, so like, we've got like, I think like 10 brands that are sponsoring this event. We even had one of the brands say, hey, why don't you do this as like a year, like an annual thing where it's like a fundraiser to like give back to artists in the community.
I love that.
And, you know, basically say like, oh, hey, let's help people get out of debt. Let's help people with their loans. And, you mm-hmm. know, hey, you know what? Here's $10,000 to go towards your loan payment, you know? So that's the direction it's now going.
That's awesome.
Because at first, you know, at first I was, you know, I was very selfish behind it because I was like, I want to go back to school. I want to finish my degree. You know, what's a way that I can get support from the community? Even now, as I'm like promoting reels and posting pictures and, you know, promos and inviting people to sign up for it. Like James Vincent was like, babe, what can I do to help? Like sent me a message and was like, what can Rebels and Outlaws do to help you? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you need? Mm-hmm. You know, like we got some really awesome brands. So like Mio Cosmetic Cases is one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Omnia Brushes. We've got Menagy. We've got, God, there's so many. Of course, I'm on the spot and I can't think of everybody.
We'll put everything in the show notes. And so obviously the link to the actual event so you can mm-hmm. see the whole list of everybody because it's really really stacked.
It's a lot and it just keeps growing and we're really excited. But it is a weekend event, so it is July 9th and 10th. Mm-hmm. It is literally 18 plus hours of education. We're also doing a raffle as well throughout the class, which is going to be, last time I counted, it was around $2,000 worth of product, plus a one-on-one with myself in terms of like talking business and talking about like mm-hmm. how you can grow in the industry and kind of, you know, kind of stay relevant, which was the other part. And again, it all ties back to, of course, who wouldn't love $2,000 worth of stuff? But it's really about the education behind it. All the brands are offering really awesome things. You know, they're offering great deals. They're offering, you know, programs that haven't even been released to the public yet, like pro programs. Mm. So My class is one of the first times you get to sign up.
Amazing.
You're welcome. But yeah, tickets are going for one day. We said we were going to do be doing them for $99. And for the weekend, so if you want to do both days, we're doing it for $149.
Okay.
So, you know, it's and there is also a rewatch too. So you'll
that's
be able
so...
to like, let's say.
That's so affordable. Like, that's really affordable for what you're offering. Like, you have to see how many, like, for the amount that you're putting forward, just from the educational standpoint, that's like how much you would pay to see one of those people.
You know, and that's like a general admission ticket to seeing one of these artists.
Right, like the base.
That's like just, that doesn't get you a goodie bag. That doesn't get you anything.
That doesn't get you a meet and greet.
No, it gets you a cup of water and a slice of bread, maybe a piece of cheese on it if you like cheese. You know, if you're lactose, you're SOL at this point.
Yeah, we don't have gluten-free meals either. So if you're gluten-free, you just get water.
That might have gluten in it, though. So you never know. You never know. But I do have something special I wanted to offer to biddies that are tuning in and listening. So anyone that uses the code biddies, that's because it's on Eventbrite. So it'll ask you if you have a promo code. If you use the code BIDDIES, and it doesn't have to be in caps, but if you type in biddies, you'll get 20% off your admission. So, and it works for either ticket. Yeah. So it's like you can get the one day or you can get both days and it'll still count for 20% off. So
thank you. That's really generous of you. And just like as a reminder, like, Biddies, this is like, you know, fundraising for him to go to school. So like him giving a discount is like literally just, you know, I'm not taking a cut of it. It's not an affiliate code. Like I don't get a commission off of it. It's because he wants to offer something special to the listeners. So please don't share it with anybody else. We want it to be exclusive to the Lipstick Biddies community. So if you're a listener or a follower, you may see it like on my page, but please don't like give it out to people or put it on one of those fucking sites.
Share it. I was going to say, please don't. It's like, and that's the thing. So it's like, because I wanted to make this accessible to everyone and because the premise behind it is for my education, you know, I don't want people to say, oh, I can't make it because, you know, $99 is too much for me or $150 is too much for me. So I wanted a way to give back, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to like 4 beauty schools next week to talk to them about me going, you know, promoting a class too. So it's I want to keep education as much of a part of our industry as possible, you know. And that, you know, I just turned 32. So I'm like, I'm still learning. I'm still educating myself, tried and true.
Oh my gosh.
So,
I'm older than
you. Not by much.
I didn't realize I was older. I thought you were the same age. I'm turning 34 in October.
Well, you know, Jody didn't believe it either. Cause I was like, yeah, I thought Jody was younger than I am. And she's like, surprise. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, you look so much younger than I do. So, what are you doing?
So I'm your elder.
I can't. Well, wait, here's the funny thing. My boyfriend's 36, okay?
Okay.
And I call him my old man, and he's like, shut your filthy whore mouth. And I'm like,
that sounds like something that you guys...
I just start walking around with the cane like this.
That sounds like some fucked up role play that you guys got going on, which is, you know...
It's a thing. Hey, listen, what do they call it? Not age rate. It's like an age something. There you go. I was like,
I would know this from experience.
I mean, you know, Lipstick Biddies after dark. Okay.
Look, if you've ever called someone daddy or mommy, that is age play. So even if you've just uttered that word in the bedroom, you congratulations are a participant of age play.
And I am a firm believer of, if you call someone daddy or mommy, I expect a gift, okay? On Mother's Day and Father's Day. So I'm like, you know, once you start putting those titles on people, you kind of are, at that point, you're obligated to give them a gift, you know?
I've never had someone call me mommy, but like, I don't know how it would make me feel. Like, I've never been on the other side of that.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you know what it is? Okay, totally off topic. If someone were like, Like, totally random.
Totally real, this conversation.
Like, I told you, lipstick bitties after dark.
Yeah, so exactly.
My boyfriend, he'll call me daddy, but he'll be like, hey, daddy, what's up? You know, and it'll be, right. like, really flirty. You know, but then when I say it, like, derogatory. So he'll be like, can you wash the dishes? I'm like, fine, dad, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a difference between dad and daddy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, I don't even call, what do I call my dad? I call him old man. I'm like, or I call him pops. Yeah.
Pops.
And, yeah.
I call my dad. And, like, so that's why it doesn't, like, daddy doesn't, like, whenever I, okay, biddies, it's fine if you call your actual father daddy, but, like, I'm very thankful that daddy has never been associated with my actual dad. So, like, I'm free to use it in other ways.
Exactly. You know, right. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, I've always called my dad Pops. Like, that's his name in my phone. So when he calls, I'm like, oh, what's up, Pop? I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I always call him dad when he says something like so left field. And it's like the facepalm meme. Like the facepalm emoji, that's literally the face that I make. Aww. And so I'll be like, ugh, dad. Aww, I'll be like, just, I curse my dad out all the time. I'm like, dad, shut the fuck up. I was like, just be quiet.
On that note, it looks like we're kind of running up on time.
Oh.
I know, it goes fast. It always goes so fast. But we'd always have you on for season 3. And whenever you come to visit in Atlanta, we'll record it for sure. But before we go, I wanted to give you a little would you rather. Are you down?
Please.
Okay, cool. So, Clint, you've already played Would You Rather with us, I feel like, a lot. So, you know how it goes. So, Clint, would you rather forget all your makeup brushes for your masterclass and have to use whatever they can scrounge up for you? So, you have, like, no choice of, like, what kind of brushes or what type of brushes. Or would you rather have to do a masterclass for a makeup brand that you've never used the products before?
Both of these situations.
Oh, you have?
So, yeah. Okay, so I feel like I would rather do a masterclass with a brand I haven't worked with before. So, little backstory. The first one where I had to do a masterclass without brushes, I did a full class using, like, with brushes, everything went great. I forgot that I offered to do, like, the head model for, like, a fashion show. Mm-hmm. I forgot I was supposed to do her makeup. So, I sent my kit home and I was just socializing and mixing and mingling. So we literally, me and this other makeup artist, her name was Kay, we just had, like, her, the model's personal makeup, and I had to, like, MacGyver a fucking business card to do wing liner and, like, use my finger to, like, blend out stuff. Yeah, so I was literally using, like, my fingers to, like, do her makeup.
Yeah.
So that was one of those things where I enjoyed doing it. It was fun. It was creative. But, like, there's a picture. I have to find it. I'll send it to you. Here's a picture of me holding a business card and, like, slicing this girl's, like, liner. It was dope. You couldn't have known that we did it unless you saw it in action. And then the other one, I had to do a masterclass for a brand where I'm talking about the product and, you know, things like that. And I had never touched the products before because the samples didn't come in time.
Oh, God.
So, like, as this, like, the samples came literally, like, an hour before the presentation. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I was just like, fuck me, with a 10-foot pole made of sandpaper. I was like, I don't know what the fuck these products are. And, like, as we're unboxing and setting things up, I'm like, okay, put the blushes here, put the lipsticks here. And I mean, luckily, you know, makeup is lip cream and powder, you know, liquid cream and powder. So it's a lot easier to do that. I would totally do a masterclass not knowing what the fuck the products are, for sure.
Yeah. Clint, I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you being here. Like I mentioned, we'll definitely have you back. I feel like we could talk all day, every day, about so many things. So I'm just glad that you were able to have a little chat with me today. It was really fun. And like I said, biddies, please check the show notes for Clint's class. Highly, 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 highly recommend that you get it, especially because it is going towards someone in our community. And like you were saying before, like, you are someone who, this is not just like a one-time thing and you're looking to give back in the future. And so, like, being able to pay it forward helps our community as a whole, even though this specific event is for you, it's still, like, furthering your platform so that you're able to keep continue doing things like this for everybody else. So thank you again for being here. Before we go though, can you just let everybody know where they can find you on social media, any other parting words of advice or anything else you want to say before we sign off of the episode?
So you can find me on Instagram. It's literally at Clint Brock Beauty. That's normally where the easiest way to catch me, aside from texting. Rachel has my phone number. I'm not posting it on here. So like, there's like 100 random people like, oh, hey, is this Clint Brock? No.
You know? No, this is Daddy. You can call me Daddy.
Right. This is Daddy Fox. Okay. But you know, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook. It's just Clint Brock. I have the same picture on both. I have a Twitter, but I never use it. So that's why I'm also anti-TikTok, because it'll be another thing that I need to manage, and I'll be like, I'm over it. But I mean, last things I would say is, you know, this industry it's infectious. It's a lot of passion. You're dealing with a lot of artists. The best thing I can say is that find what you love and do that. You know, like find what you enjoy doing the most and do that. Like, I'm so grateful that Lipstick Bitties is a thing, because there isn't anything like it on the market. You know, there isn't anything like a platform where it's education. It's giving you the odds and ends. You know, we were even talking about like contracts that a lot of these influencers get, you know, and I remember, you know, I remember you sharing information on that. And it's a lot of things that people hear these bells and whistles and they're like, oh, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. And they don't fully understand what goes into that, you know, but it's read your contracts, you know, pay attention to what you're doing, you know, ask questions. I think that's the biggest thing I want to leave is, you know, don't leave a question unanswered, you know, and if you find out that you don't have an answer to the question, then make an answer. That's all I got.
Thanks, Clint. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you guys so much for having me. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head bitty in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Bitties. Remember, you are a badass fucking bitty. See you next week.